Turkey says it will lead the fight against terror in Syria, and the UNHCR assesses a Saudi team's asylum claim. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Tuesday, January 8th. President Erdogan says Turkey will shoulder the heavy burden of ending terror in Syria. The president was writing in a New York Times op-ed. He called on the international community to support Turkey in its fight against terror and ensuring Syria's territorial integrity. Erdogan said the first step to stabilizing Turkey's southern neighbor was creating a fully representative force featuring fighters from all parts of Syrian society. Erdogan's op-ed came as US National Security Advisor John Bolton is visiting Turkey. Ahead of his arrival, Ankara rebuked Bolton after he called on Turkey to provide a security guarantee for quote-unquote Kurdish fighters in Syria. Ankara said Bolton's demand was irrational, as Turkey is fighting terrorists in Syria, not Kurds. A man has attacked children at a primary school in Beijing, wounding 20 of them. Authorities say all the children are safe and were taken to hospital. Three were seriously injured. Police arrested the alleged assailant, who is being questioned. The UNHCR is interviewing a Saudi teen who fled her family, saying she fears she will be killed. 18-year-old Rahaf Mohammed El-Kunun barricaded herself in a hotel room at Bangkok Airport on her way to Australia, where she wants to claim asylum. And finally, the Clemson Tigers have won the US College Football Championship, topping favorites Alabama. It was a 44-16 blowout, earning the Tigers their second championship in 3 years. For top-ranked Alabama, it's back to the drawing board. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.